1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The strained relationship between China and the U.S., the focus of a high-level meeting today with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
President Biden has been clear that he is committed to managing this important relationship responsibly.
After the meeting, both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. In the presidential race, the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, defending former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Cemetery officials call the incident a campaign photo op, which is prohibited under federal law. Trump could talk about it as he holds a town hall later today in Wisconsin. Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign calls the controversy pretty sad. She and her running mate, Tim Walz, are on a bus tour in Georgia. And Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 9 people have died. 57 others in 18 states are sick. This is ABC News. Teachers are already stressed out, and for some, the school year hasn't even started yet. A new survey by the Department of Education finds less than half of educators feel their job is worth the stress. And at one school in Texas...
This is Jim Ryan. Kendra Rogers' experience is classroom stress taken to the extreme.
I entered where the student was still irate and found the room ransacked with overturned furniture.
At a school an hour south of Dallas on the first day of class.
He threw a wooden hanger at me, but I couldn't stop it fast enough.
The assistant principal's life was about to change.
The hanger hit me in my right eye and knocked it out of the socket.
The child who blinded her is 11 years old. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A big fight in big tech. Review site Yelp has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, accusing it of unfairly promoting its own services. Google denies the claims. And SpaceX grounded for the time being by the FAA, the order after a SpaceX booster crashed when it was trying to land on a mission. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
People ask us all the time what's different about Addison Jones Real Estate. Simply put, we care. Another award-winning year as the area's number one choice for local real estate professionals. You need a local real estate sales team that can rally behind you and ensure your home sale is handled with care so it can sell quickly and for the best possible price. At Addison Jones, we have helped over 30,000 buyers and sellers with their properties. Visit AddisonJones.com for a better real estate experience.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to revive President Joe Biden's latest student debt relief program. Under the plan, borrowers could pay back 5% of their income instead of 10%. Lawsuits were filed after the plan was announced. The Supreme Court says some of those suits must be resolved in lower courts. And 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools get special education services. But school districts only get funding for 30% of expenses for their kids with disabilities. Teachers and administrators have long called this unfair. Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
A big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do. And it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought he was, the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight with some locally heavy rain possible, half inch to an inch or more in spots. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, muggy, 78 today, but it is going to get much better for the weekend. Much more comfortable, lots of sunshine right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Crude and Dom. Donald Trump will be in La Crosse on Thursday evening for a town hall, and Crute will be on site in anticipation of the festive gala. Be here for the greatest radio show ever,
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a gorgeous Thursday morning. 59 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 65 at Oshkosh. Coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app where we're on right now. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Get 0% interest for up to 60 months with zero money down and equal payments. Hurry. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
I would guess there's a lot of Pella products in Ledgeview.
I would think so.
You know what I mean? Because that's such a cool, just upscale, and you talk about these doors being an entrance, like, welcome to my home, with the different, you know, etched glass and different styles. I'm assuming that. I don't.
A lot of custom work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't hang with Ledgeview people, but I am today, so.
I used to be a Ledgeview person. You hang with me. Where's Mandy Wilkie, Area Director of Stroll Ledgeview. First, I got to read this text here. It says, drive up to the UP and check out the old mines. Bats fly out like crazy. Mark.
Really?
Yes. Up in Iron Mountain and some of those other places.
I will go for the leaves, but I will not go for the bats.
Now, Mandy, you walked in. The first thing you said was, I got a bat story.
I do. I have a bat story. So I was in my old house on Bay Settlement Road right by Weequeyock Falls.
Oh, sure.
Nice.
I love that area right there.
It's a beautiful area. Beautiful view of the sunset every night. But we had a wraparound porch and big shutters on the windows.
Okay. I can see where this is going.
Yeah. I used to spray the shutters for bees, you know, wasps and bees, and I would spray the shutters. And I lived on that front porch. I was always on that early in the morning.
You bet.
Back off. It was pretty private. So I'd be out in my jammies, watering my flowers, and I happened to peek up to look at what I thought was going to be a wasp nest. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a bat.
Yeah. And hanging upside down.
For some reason, I thought that the bee spray, the wasp spray, would.
I would too, actually. I would think that would.
So it does. It doesn't actually work. It actually makes them mad.
Okay, I could see that too.
And so, so now I'm in a covered porch, and I've sprayed this wasp. And I'm not even kidding. There's a little sprayed the bat. Yeah, there was a little decorative wheelbarrow with flowers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm spraying it, and I turn to go. Well, I don't turn. I'm running backwards. And it's flying at me, and I swear it became the size of a bald eagle when it's coming at your face.
Like, scary.
And I was probably saying not nice things, and it scared me so bad, but I couldn't get out of the porch because it was a covered porch. And I think they fly based on sonar or whatever, sound.
They can't really see, I guess, right? I don't get it.
But that was my bat story, and I'm glad I lived.
How did you get out of it?
I just ran back. I fell. I mean, you should have seen the bruises that I had, but I didn't die. I didn't get bit. But I never sprayed my shutters again.
You never ticked off a bat again.
No.
They are, I'm sorry, you've never heard the word ookie or whatever?
No, they're gross.
Have you heard that word before? You heard
they're
the word
just,
ookie,
they're just
haven't
gross.
You?
No.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that my ex-husband's name is Jason Wilkie. And apparently there's like a bat whisperer around here and his name's Jason Wilkie. So
oh,
we would get calls all the time. Like, can you come
a
take care of our
bat whisperer?
Well, really? He comes and he, I think what they
because
do is
you're
basically.
Not, it's illegal to kill them.
Yeah. And they use like a cone to get, and I think all they do is send them to your neighbors, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
They
I believe that. Up.
But if there's one, apparently there's a lot more.
Oh,
so we would get calls for bats all the time. I'm like, nope, we can't help you. Trust me, you don't want me taking care of your bats.
Of all the places to call, this is not the one.
Yeah,
because
no.
You can't get an exterminator because you can't kill them, so you get the whisperer.
Correct.
And but there's a couple of those.
Because I don't think the fire department will go out anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, really? They used to?
Yeah.
Unless you're Jim Schmidt and you call.
Oh, yeah, you're the mayor.
You got one in the fireplace.
I don't have enough clout for that.
Todd's got a good memory. No, that did happen. That did happen one time.
That's my bad story. Yeah. They look a lot bigger when they're in your face.
Well, like I said, just when I was a little kid where that one snapped at me like you did, from then on, I've always had a fear of bats.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one in our house when I was a little kid, and my dad's just like, go get the tennis rackets.
Oh, yeah, that is the best way.
Put on the baseball.
That is totally the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
I think my dad and his brother-in-law did that once, too, with, like, nets, fishing nets.
Well, fishing nets, maybe, but the tennis racket, you can plead self-defense. So.
You could have. It was coming right at you.
It was. It was. If anybody saw it, it would have made lots of monies on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell us what's happening. You've got great things going on in Ledgeview. And what a great, I don't know how you got this idea to do it. I remember last time we had you in here and it was a grassroots level.
Yeah.
And you've put it all together and it seems to be growing gangbusters.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a national franchise, right? So it's a national company. So there's a model, right? There's a model if you follow it. But it doesn't mean you don't have to work it, right, to make it work.
So explain what that is, because I think some people don't know what Stroll Ledgeview is.
Yep, so it's a private monthly magazine that's target-specific to a very small group of homeowners in a community. So Green Bay has two. We have Ledgeview and Thornberry and Indian Trails. Typically, the design is that they're a higher level of affluency. Every business in the community, if I say, hey, my magazine goes to the homeowners in Ledgeview, they typically know right where that is. So if it's another neighborhood that's maybe not as well known, that neighborhood isn't maybe deemed ready for a magazine yet. So it's demographically set by, not by me.
Right.
So let me steer the record straight for that.
But the analytics in sales these days is so, and Jim, you being a guy that's sold for a large part of your life, how much time is wasted when you realize, why did I go there? They didn't. There was no chance.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Politics. Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to define where you're going. So you don't have like a magazine for the hood.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Actually, Astor Park would be a pretty good one to do, though.
I mean, really. It would. I mean, there's so much history there. Like, the content there would be so fun.
Absolutly.
We just had our house walk. We talked about it on a show here, and we had 40 houses participate. And I just couldn't believe how many people just go to look at.
When I went for my walk the other day,
once again, I cut up just to walk through some of those streets.
Yeah.
Because again, you drive past them, you don't notice them.
Right.
But when you walk and you look at the architecture some of those, around the hospital,
and
those
they're not
phenomenal.
They're not drive-through streets.
No.
Right. Nobody drives on Quincy Jackson.
No.
And,
I mean,
we either bike or walk it, and that's very cool, very safe. But anyway, but your magazine is the Indian Trails.
Yep. Thornberry and Indian Trails. I don't own that one, but it's a sister publication.
I see. Okay.
We're not competitors. And then I own Ledgeview.
Okay.
So my job is to come in and I spend 50% of the time with the residents telling their stories because we only include stories written by and submitted by the residents. So the more people that want to participate that already get the magazine, the better.
Sure.
We do, because we want to feature as many different families as we can.
Nice.
But we also have to feature what we're given, right? So my call to action is, hey, the more families that respond when we need your kids, pets, stories, trips, travels, the better the magazine's going to be. Then the other side of it is the business partner side. And I'm very transparent. Jim and I talked about this on the podcast. My job is to make sure that more people in my neighborhood know about your business tomorrow than they did yesterday.
Right.
My job isn't to, if somebody doesn't want a pool, I'm not going to get them to buy a pool. That's not my job. My job is to make sure that when and if a business is needed, that your business will be considered because they've seen you so many times. And now there's a value of trust built in the magazine because they know I'm not just putting random businesses in there.
And talk about your podcast that you had Jim on.
Yeah. We're coming up on season three. We're kicking off season three in September with football. Like, that's the goal. We've realized it's hard to get together for the three of us. We're all busy parents. We're all business owners. But yeah, it's been great. It's actually kind of, you guys get this, I'm sure, all the time. But now I've gotten, you know, several times where I'm walking around the community, they're like, hey, I listened to your podcast.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who they are.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. And then they'll usually tell me something that they've heard that's impacted them. And it starts a conversation about their business. And it's so fun for me. And usually those aren't even business partners of mine, right? They're not people that would be business partners of mine, but they're so sincere and passionate about what they do. And they're like, oh, hey, when you said this, it resonated. It didn't make me feel so alone in that.
What are people looking for in the podcast? I mean, what like if you're doing something and they get a compliment, you got to do that again upgrade it a little bit.
They really love it when we're really actually authentic and talk about our right. balance and our lives and what's worked and what hasn't and our challenges and our right. triumphs and how we goal set and how it feels when you don't hit those goals. And they want to know that they're not alone in the battle. And I think those are the ones that are the most listened to and complimented.
My trainer wants to start a podcast. And I said to him, look, don't be condescending. People don't. You want to hear about, like you just said, you know, hey, look,
you don't want to hear everything I did the right way.
Life happens.
Yeah. You want to hear what was hard and how you overcome.
Yeah, that'd be fun to listen to it.
And
they're
all
people from your district?
No.
Oh, no, they're not. Okay.
To people that watch it or people that are on it?
Yeah.
No, anybody. I mean, we haven't really opened up what we're meeting actually September 3rd to say, what do we want in our guests? Like, what value would that bring? Because we are about entrepreneurship, right? So we don't want the CEO of a bank because it's not the same, right?
They're, people that can really relate to it. And you know, I will say this, because reading a thing about no matter what age you are, if you're still working, you know, full time or whatever, the greatest thing you can do for yourself and for financial, just to put your mind at ease, is have a second stream of income.
Of course. So many How do you get those so quickly?
And for you guys, I mean, you hit that audience. Yeah. I mean, so many of the people, when I lived in Ledgeview, and I knew so many.
They have Airbnbs and investment properties.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it used to be almost like, oh, the poor guy has to work two jobs.
Oh.
Nowadays, people like, brag the poor about guy only sites. Has one
right.
job.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just getting that paycheck.
And, exactly.
And, mm-hmm. It also keeps you busy. Yeah. Which is healthy because there's some unhealthy things out there. And people brag about their side hustle.
Absolutely.
I think it's like Airbnb is like, I'm going to be doing that. Never done it before. But like, I'm going to tell people, I'm going to be very totally transparent. We rented our house. We made 15, 20, whatever we're going to make. But I think that's cool that people are willing to share that. And like Johnny said, they're not embarrassed about it. They're like, hey, look, I've got this side hustle. Yeah. And this is.
But don't you agree? Like when we were kids,
oh, totally.
If you knew somebody's dad was doing something else, it's like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They that's actually knew more than we did.
Right.
Exactly.
I think.
He's working two jobs.
I think it's interesting
his
to.
His wife drinks.
Yeah. Just. We have to support those bad. I can't even.
I never put those two together, but okay. Maybe that's what it was.
It's more fun. It's
I mean, and I think one of the topics that we touch on too is me being a mom. I'm a single mom with three kids and two adult children and not feeling guilty about what I do.
Right.
Like loving what I do and people relate to that. There's a lot of single moms out there that are starting jobs because they need the flexibility. So I think having that, you know, not to glorify my situation, because I don't want anyone to say, this looks great.
Yeah.
But to live in it and be happy with it.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Stay with us, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to set a quick break. Mandy Wilkie, Area Director of Stroll Ledgeview. But just some great advice for people in your wheelhouse, so to speak. You know what I mean?
You.
You guys can all get together with this. You're in their wheelhouse.
I am.
Congratulations.
Talk about school.
Listen to the song he's playing for you.
Oh. That's what I was named after.
Really?
Yeah. 1976.
There you go. That's when I was born, too.
Yeah.
We guys had a quick break. Back at this. The night goes
into morning. Just a This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back. We are with Mandy Wilkie, area director of Stroll Ledgeview, who's, you know, you stepped out of the box and you told me about how when you got started and you didn't have a lot of extra cash and all these things. And talk a little bit about that, because, you know, everybody sees somebody. I shouldn't say everybody, but so often you see somebody like yourself was really successful doing something. And everybody says, I should have done that. Yeah. I can do that. But they don't see, again, we've used this term a lot, the curtain pulled back to see the true story, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was not, it's never easy to start a business, right?
Right.
And it's certainly not easy to do that in the middle of a divorce because there's a lot going on. I think it was funny because the person that hired me, and then she was my mentor, which I wouldn't be where I am without her pushing me. I didn't always like her. I say to her now, I adore her, but at the time I didn't really like her that much.
Took you out of a comfort zone, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, and held me accountable and pushed and let me have my bad days, but didn't let me have excuses, right? So I think there's a difference between that. And she would give me like a minute, and then she'd be like, all right, now move on, right? Like, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going, which is so important because there's going to be times as an entrepreneur you want to quit. I mean, it's easier to quit than it is to keep going.
Right.
But once you get through to the other side. So she told me it would be the hardest thing that I would ever do in my life to start this business in this franchise and with this model, because you're selling a concept, essentially, that is unfamiliar to everybody around. And you don't have your own magazine with your own stories and your own local community in it. And nobody's paved the way. There's no other businesses that are doing it yet. So everyone's like, well, let's wait and see who she gets.
Right.
So it was tough, but it was not the hardest thing I've ever done. Cause I've been through some hard stuff. But yeah, it was, if you follow the model, when you have a model, it works.
What's the thing? And Jim, I'm sure kids ask you, or I shouldn't say kids, people ask you this in your classes. What is that breaking point between I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, versus I can do this, I can't do this, I can't do this?
A couple things. Well, and one is to quit is always an option.
Yeah.
To do nothing's always an option.
Always.
It's not the right one, but it's always an option. Mm-hmm. So don't say I can't. Yeah, you can get out of this.
Turn your can't into can-dos.
Right, but you're going to lose X amount of money. But you know, if it's affecting, you know, that's an option. But to stay with it, it's really a customer saying something that's like, you know, this is awesome. You're onto something here.
Right,
like that is just fuel to keep
so
you
good.
Going. And you know, and you really want to make sure that your spouse, your partner, is in on it,
because
you don't want to come home and. Like,
I didn't have one, so that was easy.
Okay, well, that's you have the mirror.
But he probably would have talked me out of it. To be honest.
The other thing is, when you start making money, that's a lot of incentive to keep going.
That's for me. Is there a point where it's like, holy crap?
Yeah,
this is working.
What's
that feeling like? That's gonna be amazing.
It's unbelievable. I can remember that like yesterday.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was my brother. I worked with my brother. We had a factory. We weren't making money the first year.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Our board's like, well, that's fine. It's like, no, I don't think that's fine. But we just started. Things started coming in. And when the reorders come, is when you know you're doing the right thing, because everybody had test your product. Oh, you're a nice guy. You're from Green Bay. You know, we like a lot of stuff. I remember him just getting this. He goes, you know, this is going to work.
Wow.
But it takes years to get it working. But
and even as an entrepreneur, as when we hit those peaks, you got to remember that there might be a valley coming too.
Totally.
So you can't get too comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can't spend too
working.
Much money too fast.
Yeah.
You know, not that we ever made that mistake and got a skybox.
Never.
Like,
no, never.
Oh, boy, that happens too, though.
I think for me, there was a breaking point, and I did almost quit. I had a couple people in my corner that I had gone to when I started, and I said, if I come to you and say I want to quit, talk me out of it.
Oh.
And so I had those people, and I went to them a few times. They talked me out of it. But the big thing was that mentor that I had, that one that I didn't like very much, she's like, will you just record a meeting? And I was like, no, I do not need you micromanaging me. And I had the wrong mindset.
Right.
So finally, I was meeting with Zeller Ski Shop, And sure. It was a bad day. It was a bad day for me. I had a court date that day. And so I'm like, what else do I have to lose today? So I went in, I threw my phone down. I said, hey, just so you know, I'm going to record this. I'm trying to get better at what I do. He probably thought I was insane. I said, so I'm going to send it to my coach. So I threw it down, I hit record, and I went through the whole presentation. And I sent it to her, and it was very interesting. And I'll share this little tip. So if you meet with me and you hear me use this word, you can correct me. But we're not supposed to use the word you and your business. Your business is a good fit for my magazine. I'm not supposed to use the word your. I'm supposed to say when a business is a good fit or if a business is a good fit.
Ah, I got you.
I'm supposed to keep it vague, right? Because if I'm suggesting that you should be my partner, mm-hmm. I'm going to sound more desperate. Mm-hmm. And really what I'm saying is, no, a good fit for what I do is this. Do you fall in that category? If you do, great, I'll consider you. If you don't, fine. But after I recorded that and sent it to her, and she's like, Mandy, you said you 9 times. And we're not supposed to say it at all. I'm like, okay, done. And that week, I actually partnered with 9 people.
Yeah.
And I had nobody partner with me for 2 months prior to that. So,
wow.
So my advice to somebody is, get out of your own way. Like, don't not record something because you're so worried about someone critiquing you if they're really trying to help you. They're really trying to say, hey, let me, because I sounded desperate because I was getting to the end. And I was like, this isn't going to work. And she's like, switch your mindset. And so I think if I can give that piece of advice for young entrepreneurs, not even young, because I was 40, I don't know. I was 42 when I started this. Just be willing to let people give you feedback and don't take it as criticism, but take it as catapulting you to the next level.
And the chances are, when you really think about it, that person probably went through the same thing. You know, it was probably
100%. Exactly. She didn't design the wheel. You know, it was like, this is something that we just needed.
And
to
I think
through.
It's important that people, like, even I teach at TC, but there's a lot of people that are going for another career, you know, and, mm-hmm. and they're in their 40s. We had some people even older than that too. Yeah. But I mean, I think I'm like, man, thanks for being here. This is awesome, because they weren't real, real happy being whatever.
Life's too short to
CNA
be miserable
or something like that. And they want to get into something else. It's mm-hmm. like, look, you know, I just set. Mine's a very introductory class on business, but I'm like, look, this can be a real opportunity for you. And so I think you got to encourage people. And I think your magazine just shares some of those stories, like, hey, this can work. And
I think they're like, and I don't know how much time we have, so I want to be really mindful. But yesterday I was at a coffee shop, and there was a group of, I think there was 5 of them, 5 older people. And I was on a Zoom call, and I had a table, a 6-seat table, right? And they were packed into this one. I'm like, do you guys want me to switch? And they're like, no, it's fine. It's good. Then afterwards, I said, hey, I would have switched with you. And they were the cutest people. And they're like, we're fine. We're retired. And I'm like, well, you don't have to rub it in my face. That's what I said.
Eventually, that table opened
right?
up.
Right. So. And he actually, they were up from Plymouth. He brought his VW van up. And they're going to have it at the automobile gallery over the winter. So they were coming up. They were road tripping. We got to chit-chatting. And I said, listen, you know, they asked me what I did. And they're like, you seem like you really love it. And I said, the one gentleman said, your face lit up when you told us. And I said, that's what everybody's day-to-day should be.
Yeah.
Like, I love community. I love what I do. I love being around people. It fuels me. And I don't know that there'll ever be a time in my life where I don't work. Because there was a time in my life where I didn't work, and that didn't turn out so well for me. I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. I didn't have purpose. So I think it's okay to try different things. It's okay to dabble in different things. Mm-hmm. You have to do it in a way that's not going to provide risk to your family, unless you're me, then provide all the risk. But I think if that can be encouragement for somebody too, that's trying to get through a life that maybe they're not in love with. So
that's awesome.
I think that's great advice. And I just want to plug for school. I mean, there's people who have gone from pre-professional jobs to being working with flowers. What is that, horticulturist?
Yeah.
Get their degree in that. I mean, TC offers, what, I don't know, 110 degrees or something like that. But that's great advice. And you want, and really in life, we want to be happy, right? Isn't that the ultimate goal? You got to define it, but, you know. Yeah.
I want to be a crane operator at B&B down in Newton.
And I'm going to do radio when I retire.
Give yourself a plug on the podcast.
Yeah, podcast is Real Chat Podcast. You can find it anywhere the podcasts are. We'll be launching season 3 mid-September. So watch
the name again one more time.
Real Chat Podcast.
Real Chat Podcast. Right, this is outstanding. Mandy, thanks for coming on and sharing all the stuff that you've gone through. This is great.
Love it.
We got to set a quick break. Teddy Stefaniak will be joining us to talk about tonight's big game. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Wisconsin Ag Coalition is hosting a summer farm tour series for state office candidates. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. This coalition is made up of commodity groups, agribusinesses, and processors, including the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Director of Government Relations Jason Munyaini says these farm tours are meant to connect candidates of any party to agriculture.
What this is it's an effort for us to educate candidates and legislators and those looking to seek elected office about agriculture, teach them what it is to grow crops, to have livestock. We want to make sure that people understand what it takes to be successful in the unpredictable world of agriculture. And as you look back in years past, a lot of times we had farmers in the state legislature, and those farmers are kind of, you know, becoming less and less. So as organizations that represent farmers and agribusinesses and different commodities, we want to make sure that we're showcasing our industry.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of Government Relations, Jason Munyaini, catching up with us on their fourth stop in the series of 12. We got more agribusiness news coming your way.
The Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, it's been around for a while. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't think about it until the end of the year. Now is a good time for not only farmers, but also their seed suppliers, their agronomists, their crop consultants to think about it as well. Sean, a lot of people at first will be, well, it's just for bragging rights or maybe the money that is part of the reward. But from your perspective, it's about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah, Pam. What I really learned from the yield contest is that farmers are always trying innovative new technologies out there in the field. And what they can do then is basically see how they work in these smaller field situations, which is the yield contest. And that information then comes back to me and is relayed to farmers through our different work groups and through them, you know, just having those conversations at Corn Soy Expo. And what's really cool about that is we can see the diversity of ways that farmers can get these high yields.
More details available now at wisoybean.org or coolbeans.info.
A reminder that you're going to want to get your Packers watch party tickets before they're gone. The fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke and the Wisconsin FFA Foundation are co-hosting this event at Pam's residence in Titletown. This will be the evening of September 6th. The event will not only feature the Packers taking on the Eagles in Brazil, but you'll also enjoy live music and food and drink. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is hosting the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. This is when they'll crown a Wisconsin-made product as the coolest thing made in our state. Being as we are the Midwest Farm Report, I encourage you to submit an agricultural product. You can do that at madeinwis.com. Madeinwis.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight with some locally heavy rain possible, half inch to an inch or more in spots. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, muggy, 78 today, but it is going to get much better for the weekend. Much more comfortable, lots of sunshine right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is Kevin Jones, broker co-owner at Addison Jones. It is still a seller's market with home prices going up, higher buyer demand, and lower supply of homes available on the market. Over half the available inventory of homes for sale is under contract. We are still seeing very competitive offers, which is great news for our Addison Jones home sellers. If you're thinking of putting your home for sale, make sure you talk to one of the local experts at Addison Jones. More agents, more experience, and more properties sold. That's Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Where the fans own the team. This is the
T.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Thursday morning on WGBW and WISS. Special thanks to Mandy Wilkie, Area Director of Stroll Ledgeview, and check out her podcast. That thing sounds great, doesn't it, Todd?
Absolutely. And Jim's been on that podcast. Now, yes. You and I need to get on
I know. I don't know why she invites Jim all the time and not us. Any idea, Jim?
Looks.
You're more of an entrepreneur kind of guy.
What's that?
Well, you can't say looks. If I'm involved, yeah, you can say looks, but not Todd.
That is true.
Not right, Todd.
I take it back.
No.
Okay.
Let's talk to this.
Anyway, that was a great She has a great podcast. I hope people tune into that. Because yes. Like she said, it's really honest, transparent. This isn't easy, but this is worth it type thing.
That's so, what yeah, I mean. I mean, cool. You know, so many times you'd have somebody come out there and they act like, what I have done is just unbelievable. Yeah. And things are going just great. And I like the fact that she says, hey, I was going through a divorce, I didn't have any money, I had kids, yada, yada, but still had the courage to do something like that and persevere and turn it into a success. I think that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Talk about a guy that persevered. This guy grew up in the mean streets of South Chicago, okay?
That's
was
tough.
In a gang when he was young. Had to get a tattoo removed from his neck and a teardrop tattoo removed before he got into TV.
Wow.
And now he comes off as like...
You can still see that teardrop a little bit.
If the lights are on, I know. I tell him that sometimes.
I know. It's like, dude, you did...
A little, see, something, a little
yes,
makeup.
Yes, honey, he did kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're in prison. In prison. That's Ted Stefaniak.
That's not me, and that's not true.
Oh, okay, we had to say. It's
so
the
many,
next guy.
So many times over the last 22 years, Ted and I have been working together on his bracket. It's like, that's not true.
That is not true, absolutely.
But is part of it is true, right? You're Southside, right? You're Southside Chicago guy, though, right?
No, I'm not. Around the lake, it couldn't be more different.
I thought that was true. I didn't think the whole thing was
false. I meant South Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. All right.
South Milwaukee.
All right, there you go, Round Lake.
Yeah, we're closer to South Milwaukee than we are.
All right. Let's get on to why you're here.
You've got a border town, northern Illinois.
Exactly.
Big night tonight.
Huge night. Yeah, a little Thursday night high school football for you on Sports Showdown presented by Bell and Health as we've got number 3, Kimberly, visiting number 8, Bayport, a big non-conference matchup.
Ted, I was going through the things. I got up real early this morning, so I thought I'd put together the stats and different things like that. I did the offensive line for both teams, and I got to dig out. You and I have talked about this numerous times. I want to dig out the Packers starting offensive line the last time they won the Super Bowl. It's got to be really close. I mean, we're talking 6'6", 275, 6'5", 290. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it, Ted? The size of the offensive line.
There's a couple of Bayport kids that are already committed to college next year.
Yeah.
Just big guys and among the very best offensive linemen in the state.
Yeah. The one 6'5", 285, going to like North Dakota State. And just, The one tight end is like 6'7", 240.
One going to each of those schools.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are big time schools. I mean, North Dakota State opens with Colorado this year. I mean, it's incredible.
It's great to see the kids, whether they're going to a school like that or a D3 school in state, you know, getting that opportunity to play at the next level is certainly awesome. But right now, I think the only thing they're thinking about is week 2 for Bayport, and this is actually week 1
right
for Kimberly, and they're just getting their season off and then, you know, trying to win conference championships again and make their way to Madison.
But I like the fact that these two teams don't have to play each other, but they're playing each other.
I think it helps both of them.
I do, too.
You know, when you get deeper into the playoffs, you've got that experience. And, you know, the conferences, you know, the very top of those conferences are really good. But, you know, some of the bottom teams in those conferences aren't as strong and don't necessarily help you prepare for those playoff games. And you're talking about two programs that are legitimate threats to get to Madison and play for a state championship.
Yeah.
Ted, somebody who doesn't follow high school football, because they just don't, and they don't watch it, like, give us some reasons why to tune into that. I mean, the biggest reason I can give you, this is local talent you're watching. I think that is just cool in and of itself. I love when I know, like, my neighbor kid plays, and we just like watching him because he's our neighbor. But, I mean, I think that's a pretty cool thing to do on Friday night. And for those who aren't tuned in, what's the draw?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jim. I mean, you're talking about, hey, my neighbor kid's playing. We're seeing kids in our community, whether they're football players or the dance team or the band, friends in the stands, and they're seeing all this excitement going on. And, you know, hopefully they're thinking, well, gosh, I got to get to a game and see this team. They're playing so well. There are people that we know there. It's a Friday night. You know, there's nothing like a Friday night, especially if the weather's nice, to be out in the stands cheering on those hometown kids. And if you can't make it, you know, we've been providing, you know, high school football games since 1999 on WACY. So, you know, it's a pretty cool experience. It's great for the kids. And, you know, we roll out the truck we always said it's kind of like an ESPN production with the graphics, with the replays, and with John Mino.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, Teddy, something else that we're talking about. Yesterday we talked about, you know, actually we had Len Nelson in here, too, and we're talking about high school bands. And Todd was in the high school band. Len Nelson was in the high school band. You were in the high school band, right, Jim? Almost all of them, but if you come there just for the halftime entertainment and pre-entertainment, you're going to see some extremely talented kids on that football field who aren't wearing helmets and shoulder pads.
Absolutely. It was great last week when we were at Green Bay Preble. Yep. I mean, school hasn't even started yet, but the whole band was there. The whole dance team was there. It was the full show. So, I mean, they're just getting into their school year. And then you see, you know, once they get into the school year, even more kids are involved in different events throughout the game.
Awesome. It's entertainment from start to finish. It really and truly is.
And it is, you know, and I know you guys talk a lot about, you know, the atmosphere being there, but like, it's okay to watch at home too with, you know, it's just, because you guys are entertaining and like you said, it's local talent you're watching and it's just different than movies and all this other stuff that's on TV.
And I'll tell you something, Ted, I'm sure you've gotten this a million times and we both have. Somebody will come up to me, Mino, you did our game in, I had it the other day, 1998.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People don't forget, you realize, and like I was telling you, Jim, when the other day one of these people at the thing said, hey, you did our benefit and so you did. People always remember stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And for the good or the bad, but they remember, it makes an impact. And that's why, you know, one of the things that I always say, I try to get out as many names as possible. I want somebody to be able to hear their name. Because I told you, I had a kind of a tragic experience with that the first time I did a sporting event on TV. It was cable access up in Marquette and playing fast pitch softball. And before the game, the guy asked me a little bit about our team and everything, you know, how you do it. And I said, well, to be honest with you, I'm the catcher, probably the best player on the team. I'm hitting so-and-so. Nobody steals on me. Nobody steals on me. Okay? Do this whole thing.
I believe that interview.
This is an honest-to-God true story.
Yeah, I'm so far.
So then we all get together to watch a game at one of the buddies' houses. Everybody's there. Everybody's watching. And I, like, strike out for the second. And the guy, this is the honest guy. A cable access guy says, well, John Mino certainly talked a big game of the dugout, but he certainly has performed on the field.
that serves you right,
what?
Man. That serves
We're sitting
you right.
there. It's like, what? Wow. What did they just say?
Yeah. That's good.
So we
think that would have humbled you, but it didn't. Yeah. But still, I think that
made me worse.
I think it did too.
Made me defiant. Wow. But that's why you don't want to
draw negative.
No.
Negative comments towards the kids.
No, we never do.
You are doing a game, and there are good plays and bad plays and mistakes that people make, and that's all part of the game. But you don't want to go out of your way to say anything negative or try to hurt anybody's feelings. That is never our intention.
No, and that happened to me. It scarred me for life, and that's what I carry with me.
Still pretty impressionable.
Isn't that amazing? So. I can see it like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think we've all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
Teddy, once again, tonight, Bayport and Kimberly. We had a great game the other night, starting off with Oshkosh West and Preble as they kicked off their new Gothier Field, which was just a spectacular place. Great atmosphere. One of the things, though, Teddy, I even talked about here on the show, you know, you can look at their records last year, you know, 1-8 for Preble, 4-5 for Oshkosh West, and you think, well, that's going to be a, you know, whatever. Man, that was hard-hitting, playing their butts off. I mean, right to the last second of the game. That was a great high school football game. And what I'm saying is a lot of times, I don't care about their records. Watch these kids play. Watch what they put into it. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, we try to find matchups that'll be competitive games. And like we talked about last week, you mentioned the records of those two teams last year. Typically, you wouldn't necessarily go out of your way to find, you know, a 1-8 versus a 4-5. But we need to make sure that we're adding some additional teams from the area to get those kids out, get those communities on. So, you know, we have a few teams that get additional showing. So we'll see Bayport and Kimberly later this season. But again, we're talking about two of the best teams in the state. So we try to show them as much as we can, but again, also not forgetting about some of those other communities, those other kids. And we try to rotate it as much as we can year to year.
Very got cool. A text here. The M&M game is this week up in Marinette. We actually used to talk about trying to get a signal from up there. Remember, Ted? It was kind of sketchy.
We did one game up there years ago. I think it was a playoff game.
In Marinette.
And
I want to say they played Two Rivers. Marinette against Two Rivers on a rainy, foggy night. And we were sitting, like, in the second row of the press box, and we had to keep asking people in front of us to wipe off the windows, remember? Because we couldn't see.
You know,
well, and people at home had trouble, too, because it was so windy. And, and back then, we had to rely on our
tower,
microwave,
our antenna
tower.
Yeah.
This antenna that was
just blowing in the wind,
30 feet in the air, just blowing in the wind. And we could barely keep a signal on the air because the wind was blowing that transmitter so hard. And we don't have to rely on that technology anymore. So, yeah, I mean, maybe getting back up there and a little further out. Last year, we made it to Ripon.
That's right. That's right.
Todd, it's funny listening. You know, Johnny's just talking about, oh, you know, these people come up to me and say, do you remember this? And I'm like, no. And your recall in your games. Well, we were in the second row, and I mean, it means a lot to you too. It means a lot to the fans.
Yeah.
It means a lot impact to you guys too.
No question.
And I think that's cool. And I think that's the whole thing with just sports in and of itself. People remember certain games, but I think that's great if it's a positive impact. That too is just cool
stuff.
You're right. So you have pretty good recall for that. If you remember. Two rows up, wiping off the windows.
Well, we could do a podcast on games and weird things, huh? Couldn't we, Ted?
Well, I think you can better than I can. You've got such a great photographic memory. I have a hard time remembering things what I ate for breakfast an hour ago. But you, my friend, have that photographic
memory.
How
much sauerkraut was on this? And, you know, yeah, he's got it all.
You know what Ted's favorite thing is? When I throw trivia about something, because you love that too when I do that in here. Okay, who is the guy?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Ted loves that.
I think it'd be great. It would be a great podcast to get all the people John has worked with, but without John on the podcast. So you could all share stories about working with him. Wouldn't that be great?
Do that at my eulogy.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be a little long.
We'll do an old Dean Martin roast on you, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Right. No question. Well, Teddy, tell him when we're going to be on the air tonight, brother.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on WACY TV 32. It's a sports showdown presented by Bell and Health. And again, number 3 Kimberly visiting number 8 Bayport. Thursday night football, high school football tonight.
And we will not have a game on Friday night this week.
No game on Friday. And we won't be broadcasting a high school football game next week either, due to the fact that we've got the Packers on NBC 26 a week from Friday. So... will not be broadcasting a game on September 6th as well.
All right.
So we got to tune in tonight. That's going to be fun. Thursday night football.
It's good. You imagine how many people are going to be at that game tonight?
I mean, it'll be packed.
What does Bayport hold? I don't even know what it holds, but it will be filled an hour before game time probably.
And I think it's going to be pretty crowded in the press box too. There's a lot of interest in this one, John.
Absolutely. I can't wait, Ted. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Teddy Stefaniak, sports showdown coming your way on a unique Thursday night game tonight, but with two of the best teams in the state of Wisconsin, Bayport hosting Kimberly. We'll have it for you.
Do they do that? Is somebody favored? Or you guys, do they do
no,
that?
No, Jim. There are no odds in high school sports.
I was just asking.
Because it's always financial with you.
But I just was curious.
Todd.
I just really... I was asking if there's odds. I bet a lot of people said, you know, I'm glad Schmidt asked
that.
Because
a lot of people asked that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying, you know, are there...
How many people are thinking that? Quick poll, how many people were thinking out there?
Like,
I wonder if there are odds on tonight's game. Let's just see here.
I think the word that came into mind was intervention time.
Been through it.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I got to get back. I got to get back.
Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mirror here, Thursday morning, heading into Labor Day weekend.
That text is
funny. We got,
that's
got
what
text
I was thinking.
Here.
I was thinking nine, but.
I have 10 bucks on Kimberly based on the weather. Okay, thank you very much.
10 points.
Oh, is it 10 points? Okay.
I don't know. That's why I want to read the odds. I don't know.
All right.
Conditions, coaching. There's a whole lot that goes into this, John. This isn't just picking your favorite team. So.
It's like with the Derby, you know, this horse is a mutter. That one's a dry track. The whole thing. Yeah. Hey, that sport has really dropped in popularity. Don't you think?
Well,
I think that thing with all those horses dying has really...
That,
it's like... Hey,
drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't help. Yeah,
it's too bad.
It is, because that is a fun sport.
Two things that, like, when I was a kid, or my formative years, whatever you want to call it, that were super huge, that just aren't as big anymore. One was the Kentucky Derby, and the other is the Indy 500. And I know that aficionados are still, you know, big with them, but it's not as big as it used to be. I mean, I bet I could have named minimum 50 to 60% of the field in like 1968 or 69 or 70, but when it was Mario Andretti and the, you know, Gordon Johncock and, you know, all those guys, the Unsers. Now I just don't know any of them.
But what else has dropped off, I think, is boxing.
Oh, there isn't any anymore.
I know, right? I mean, and we grew up with boxing.
That was so big.
But our parents grew up with a lot of boxing.
Yes. I still remember the Saturday Night Fight. Remember? Yeah. From Madison Square Garden.
Oh,
tonight.
Man.
Floyd Patterson against Pretty Boy Floyd in a welterweight battle. Sugar Ray Robinson.
Right. Leonard, and two was in there. There's a lot of.
Brought to you by Gillette.
But, I mean, there was a couple of reasons. One is that it was such a violent sport. I think some people didn't like that. But I think
MMA is even more violent.
I think that's what happened. We got more into it, and it had to be more extreme.
Yeah.
So the extremeness took over what
I think so,
was.
Too. Because, you know, boxing, say what you want. I mean, it's the art of boxing, really. I mean, when it comes right down to it when I just used to work out at that boxing thing, and the guy said, you want to get in the ring and whatever? And I said, yeah. He says, okay, first I'm going to spend 2 weeks teaching you how to not get killed. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. He goes, no, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Because that's the thing about boxing people don't realize. It can be such a – the number one thing is protecting yourself before you ever throw a punch. So, I mean, there really is an artistry to it.
Would you guys ever do, like, a boxing match between the two of you?
Yeah,
throw you in a ring?
I don't know. Have you ever boxed? Did you really box?
Sparred, yes.
Yeah. That's a tough sport.
You get so out of breath so fast, it's mind-boggling.
It's totally, that's why those guys jump, bro.
So, like, 30 seconds maybe
right.
you guys could
Yeah,
laugh?
Maybe.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. But if you throw some punches, you'd be amazed how tired you get.
I think the other reason is it's such an easy game to fix.
Well, you take a dive type thing.
Yeah,
the mob controlled it.
You only got to pay one guy. Like in basketball, you might have to pay a couple. Football.
Well, in basketball,
hard.
I'll tell you what. One of the hardest things was guys when the bookie would say, "Okay, you know, lose by you know more than four or whatever." Yeah. It was hard because the other team would start missing shots.
Right.
I mean, it was really hard. I mean, this one guy from Arizona State did a big expose. He went to prison.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? They
can't
looked
take
at,
points off the board.
They
you know?
Looked at. Film after film and game after game, and they couldn't find a single play where it's like, okay,
obvious.
Yes, you know what he admitted to?
I'm trying to think of
that nobody noticed on defense. He would give his guy like an extra 6 inches
yeah.
to get his shot
and
up.
And that would do it.
And
sure.
that would do it versus him missing shots intentionally. He found it so the other guy would make shots.
So, okay, yeah. See, that's, yeah. I just think that boxing, that was, I think that's another reason boxing went away. I think violence, but also, you know, I think some people lost a lot of money because it was fixed.
And well, it was. Like but the thing is then, too, another thing, King?
No. Get the hair.
Yeah.
Don King.
Don King. Okay, it got to the point where he got so powerful. he controlled that entire sport. He controlled every single thing.
Right.
And he wouldn't, he had guys in their prime, and he wouldn't let them box. He would hold off, so he could make billions on the, what did it used to be, it was like the pay-per-view.
Right.
Really, that's what got pay-per-view started, was the big boxing matches. And you'd have to go to a movie theater or a bar to watch these big fights. So he was making so much money, but he kind of destroyed the sport because he wasn't putting these great matchups that everybody wanted to see. He wasn't doing it.
Oh,
Jim would say that's capitalism, though.
Yeah,
right? He's making his money. He doesn't care about the sport or the people.
I guess I used to love boxing. I covered it extensively down in the Flint and Tucson areas. I loved it. I could name every welterweight that was a contender. Mustafa Hamshu, Nino Benvenuti.
Oh.
I could go on and on. Alexis Sarguero. In fact, I could tell you something funny. So when I was at the B&B metal shop the other day, the salvage yard in Newton. And they said, so-and-so is going to check out your car for the catalytic converter and stuff. And I said, hey, how you doing? He goes, hey, good. You know, I said, where are you from? He goes, Nicaragua. I said, oh, you ever hear of Alexis Arguello? He goes, oh, it was our national. He was a boxer that he used to cover. She used to train in Tucson.
Yeah, but they're not here anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You got a thing here. Chuck from Green Bay. I would go to Cincinnati Gardens to watch boxing on closed circuit TV.
Wow.
It's exactly right, Chuck.
Wow.
It's exactly right.
Yeah. So this that other thing you're talking about, what is it? Kick not
MMA.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like
Joe Rogan's in on that stuff too, right?
Man. Isn't that what he's in? Yeah. He was like commissioners. I mean, he's like one of the
like
big
Don
time
King,
Dana
basically.
White and
yeah.
him and
yep.
yeah, big time guys. I mean, big time guys.
Start betting on that, Jim.
No, I don't want to do that.
Come
I've
on.
Done. I've been.
Although, did you see that boxing match the other night? Was it Conor McGregor? McGregor against Manny Pacquiao, and Pacquiao won.
But John, nobody knows who either of those people are. So anyway, that's nice. So boxing,
know who Conor McGregor and Manny Pacquiao are.
I know Conor for
Manny
sure.
Manny Pacquiao used to be a great boxer. Remember? You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
All right. Isn't Trump in that?
Dana White and Trump are very big friends.
I do know who Manny is. I just looked him up. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Anyway, that's
that's Jim's way of saying not interesting.
Not Jim's exactly. way of saying like couldn't care less. Who's next?
That is interesting. I'm looking at the clock. 7:57, 34, 35. Okay.
Let's
yes.
get out of this,
all right. Lino. Well, yeah, please.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, we talk about sports that are growing, declining.
Right.
Obviously, nothing's growing more than the NFL. I mean, and that's going to be worldwide someday. It won't slow down. I still think. I know they want to build worldwide. You know. Conference, but
don't ruin it.
I'm saying it's gonna be tough, and it's tough on the players. You know that traveling. Everybody says, "What's you know?" But I mean, it's still a different time zone. I don't know, but that's what they want.
I was watching a show last night. Chris Roth has a good show with a bunch of sports writers that I know and everything. Rob Domofsky is one of them. Jason Wilde, but they were talking about like when the Packers played in like England last year, they had to start shipping equipment over on June 1st. It took a ship, a cargo plane, and all this stuff. For one football game.
Right.
Goalposts, they had to ship everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they took soccer to
everything.
Turn to convert the whole stadium.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Lawrence Nicodem.
Nicodem.
Yes. We'll be here. Celebrate Recovery Month. Back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll talk about Jack Smith's new superseding indictment against Donald Trump, and Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joins us. He's now with Civic.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.